This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Yankees. It's not about the 12-game gauntlet. It's not about whether or not they can beat good teams. I've been going on about this for a week. It's a good start in this 12-game gauntlet against playoff teams to be 4-2. But ultimately, this comes down to winning the division. Plain and simple. That's all I care about. It's winning the division. I don't care how they do it. I don't care if they lose every game until they play. I don't care if they get swept by Detroit and swept by Boston and then win every game the rest of the way and somehow still win a division that way. That's all I care about is winning the division. And the New York Yankees went into a series against Toronto Blue Jays, down 3 games in the loss column and had already lost the tiebreaker, so it's like 4. And they were not going to win this division if they did not at least take 2 out of 3. They lose the first game of the series as Cam Schlittler really struggled getting the pesky Blue Jays out. And I talked about it on Saturday morning. The narratives were all playing in. That's what the Blue Jays do. They're pesky hitters. They don't strike out. They make you work. The Yankees' offense went cold against a good pitcher. Cam Schlittler couldn't get out of the second inning. They didn't play well. The same crap that you were going to hear. Judge can't throw in the outfield. All these narratives. They don't play defense. And the Toronto Blue Jays do this and do that. That was the narrative after Friday night. And for the New York Yankees, say what you want about this manager. Say what you want about this organization. Say what you want about this team. I hear it all the time. They don't have guts. They don't show up. They don't have this. They don't have that. They lost the first game of this series to the Blue Jays, knowing full well they are not going to recover from going down 4 games, pretty much 5, considering the tiebreaker, with 19 games to play. They had to get off their ass and win Saturday and Sunday. Otherwise, you could kiss the division goodbye. Yeah, they'll still be in the playoffs, but they would, and they still might lose the division. They're still 2 games back, but they had no chance of winning this division if they didn't show up on Saturday and Sunday. And the Yankees got off the deck. They got 2 good pitching performances. Luis Gil, who is all over the place, who is wild as hell, and looks like half the time he doesn't know where it's going, managed to somehow give them 6 innings of 1-run baseball. The offense does enough. They find a way to win that game. And then today, or yesterday now, Sunday, they get a 3-0 lead on the home run from Rice. Max Fried almost immediately gives it away with a walk and a double in the second. And then he gives up a double in the third to Vladimir Guerrero to score a run and set up second and third, tie game, nobody out. And from that moment on, Max Fried was the ace again. He gets through that inning without giving up another run, and he ends up going 7. And the New York Yankees get just enough offense. They get a double from Bellinger to score Judge, who really, you know, Judge didn't have a great series, but he's just on base all the time. It's hard to kill him. You're looking for him to make an impact, but he didn't walk 3 times a game. So, like, it's hard to kill him, but he needs to be better too. But, like, ultimately, This bullpen has been scary. Devin Williams comes into this game in the eighth because they probably had Weaver down, you know, and you know, you're not going to throw. They had Weaver and Cruz down. I don't think they view Leiter as the kind of guy who's going to get out the middle of that order. And they go to Devin Williams and continue to throw him in high leverage situations because they believe in that swing and miss changeup. They will believe in it. The numbers tell you that it still gets swings and misses. They don't care about how he does in big moments. They don't care about who he is as an individual. That changeup is still the best pitch in the entire bullpen, and they are going to trust it implicitly, and it still makes me nervous. I'm surprised they threw him in this game, yet they did. He gets through it. He gives up a leadoff single and a stolen base, and he still managed to get out of the eighth. Striking out Vladimir Guerrero for the that must have been the first time Vlad makes an out the entire series, as he crushed them this series. But he makes it through, and then David Bednar comes through with the second save in back-to-back days, and the New York Yankees buck the trend of not being able to beat the Blue Jays. So you know, let's go back to the rule book. The rule of the gauntlet means now the Yankees will be very comfortable, and we should all be very comfortable as Yankee fans. If they play the Blue Jays in the postseason, those frauds, they are now clearly going to beat them because they took 2 out of 3 this weekend. So feel good, Yankee fans. The Blue Jays are no longer a threat. But in all seriousness, that was a big couple of games. That was a big couple of games. They needed that series desperately, but there are still things that are issues. Number one, and it's getting tiring to say, Anthony Volpe can't play anymore. I don't know what else to say. I've defended him as much as I can. His at-bats in this game yesterday were feeble. There's no other way to put it, feeble. He can't catch up to 92-mile-an-hour fastballs in the zone from Max Scherzer. He's swinging his at-bats are feeble. He makes his 19th error of the season on an easy ground ball. Now, you know, the scoop got made. He came off the base. It's kind of a tough error, but you got to make it. You know, Rice isn't a good first baseman. You got to get to him better than that. He's not helping them defensively, although he made a diving play, which was fairly nice, but I think most shortstops make it. He's killing them defensively, and at the plate, he is just inept. He's absolutely inept. This is the time you got to play the best team. They have day off today. They're going to play. They're coming home. Or they're staying home, rather, sorry. They're playing to Detroit before going to Boston for the big 3-game set against the Red Sox, who they find themselves 2 games in the loss column ahead for the top wild card, which is huge. Even if they don't win this division, you have to get that top wild card to play the Red Sox at Yankee Stadium. You cannot go to Boston. But Anthony Volpe I'm sorry, it's time to play Caballero every day. And Judge in the outfield, I talked about this on Saturday off of Friday night, same thing in this game. He's made a couple of throws from the corner to second base. He doesn't test it coming home. It's very bizarre. He had a more than capable on a sacrifice fly that scored their second run. Judge throws that ball home 99 times out of 100, and he's throwing it to a cutoff man. He could practically walk it to Jazz faster than he could throw it to him. He's standing right next to him. And he's throwing to Jazz. Like, it's his arm is an issue. There's no doubt about it. That scares the hell out of me. We saw Bellinger make a great throw in the Saturday game. They need that. You can't go into a game where your right fielder can't throw home. So there are issues with this Yankee team. There is no doubt. But that was a huge series. Wells made an incredible play in the ninth to throw out a base runner. Like, they played fairly good defense outside of Volpe and a couple of, you know, mistakes. Rice at first, they turned a double play. Judge makes the diving catch in that saves them a run on a George Springer line drive. Like, they're playing well. They have, over the last 22 games, they have the best record in Major League Baseball. And now it's not just against bad teams. They beat the Houston Astros. They beat the dominant Toronto Blue Jays. And now they are 2 games back, and the division chase is on. If you look at the schedules, I'll give them to you maybe a little bit later. We'll, you know, we have plenty of time. We'll do it tomorrow, even as the Yankees are off tomorrow. The schedules are – the Yankees have a much easier go of it after they get through Detroit and Boston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They don't have an impossibly difficult schedule. They still play the Astros, the Blue Jays. They play a lot of Tampa Bay, who obviously is, they've kind of thrown themselves back into the mix, kind of chasing the wild card, although I don't think they'll get there. But they've played at least better over the last month than, say, you know, Baltimore or Minnesota or the White Sox have played. And that's who the Yankees pretty much have the entire rest of the way after they get through Fenway. So they are six games through, halfway through this 12-game gauntlet, and they are 4-2. They took series from Houston, and now they've taken a series from Toronto, who, look, I try to downplay this stuff because I honestly believe it, that the narrative of you can't beat this team, you can't beat that team. After Friday, and they got to Cam Schlittler, who was pitching to an ERA under 1 over his last 3 starts, they made life impossible for him. They had gritty at-bats. They did everything that we talk about when they don't strike out. They put the ball in play. They make you work. All that stuff. Plus, the Yankees just looked flat. The offense didn't hit Gausman. And it just felt like Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is killing them and enjoying it. Vlad took his time running the bases after a home run. Vladimir Guerrero celebrating that final out on a ground ball to first base. He's practically hopping up and down. They weren't just beating the Yankees. They were taking immense joy in beating the New York Yankees. That had to stop. It just had to stop. And to rally back and win the next two and take the series, those are the two biggest games of the year. And now they've given themselves a chance to win this division. And if you look at the standings, if they play well against Detroit, and win this series, you're talking about winning the division gets you the one seed. Detroit hasn't played that well. The Yankees are one game behind them in the loss column. The best record in the American League right now is the Toronto Blue Jays. If the Yankees win this division, you are talking about having as productive a regular season as you could have. You could win more games, and sure, I guess you could have more wins than whoever you play in the National League. I guess that, you know, you'd also like home field advantage in the World Series, I suppose. But you're talking about, for all the ups and downs, for all the hate and vitriol the fan base has shown them, for all the Volpe discussions, which are more than fair, for all the bullpen decisions, for all the Devin Williams stuff, for the Beards policy at the start of the year, for the highs and lows and the June swoons and everything else, the Boone decisions, how much we hate him, Brian Cashman, you know, the trade deadline, everything, the ups and downs of this season. They're 19 games away and 2 games behind a Blue Jays team that they just beat. And let me remind you, I call them frauds for a reason. I don't call them frauds just because they happen to be in first place and I want to take them down. I call them frauds because they have been so this entire Vladimir Guerrero Jr. era, this entire second generation superstar era with him and Bichette, and I know he's not there anymore, but Biggio, like that entire group that was supposed to have this devastating offense and is supposed to be this up and coming team for how many years now, always spits the bit. They have done so since 21. That's when I started calling them frauds. And for all their dominance over the Yankees, they won Friday night and then couldn't get another win to put them away. They've been pretty much a 500 team over their last 55 games. They just lost 2 out of 3 to the Yankees, and the Yankees have the easier schedule. And if they pull this off and they are 3 games better than the Toronto Blue Jays over the next 19, not only will they win the division, not only will they have a bye, but they will have probably home field advantage throughout the entire American League playoffs. For everything that came and went this entire season, they're playing the best baseball they've played all year. They have the best record in baseball over the last 23 games. They have an easy schedule after the Boston series. They are 19 games away with being 3 games better than Toronto from having as good and productive a regular season as you could have asked for. They are right there. And I'm sorry, but I look at them and I look at the way Heel pitched in this game. I look at the way Rodon and Max Fried are pitching. I look at Cruz back in the bullpen, Bednar closing games, an offense that scored more runs than anyone in baseball. And I'll tell you again, now that they have beaten the Blue Jays, now that they have beaten the Astros, I'm sure we'll find ways to discredit those two series victories, and we'll talk about how it really comes down to Boston, because that's what we'll do, because that's what the haters will say. The fact of the matter is, right now, tell me who in the American League is definitively better than the Yankees. There is nobody. It's just a matter if they will beat themselves. Because they just showed you they can beat the Blue Jays. They've been showing you over the last 25 games, they're as good as anyone in baseball. The division race is on. 19 games, be 3 games better than the fraud Jays. That's it. 6 more games in the gauntlet. They're 4-2 in the first 6. Then they have the easiest schedule the rest of the way in the American League contenders, and they're 3 games away from a bye, from a division, from home field advantage throughout the American League playoffs. It's all right there in front of them, quote the great Aaron Boone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time. Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.